Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair has labeled as deeply irresponsible allegations that British intelligence agents spied on United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan. A former Blair cabinet minister, Claire Short, told the BBC that she read transcripts of secretly recorded conversations involving Annan at the UN prior to the war in Iraq. The BBC's David Bamford is in London. How serious are Short's allegations?
I think they're very serious, bearing in mind that during that crucial period in the lead-up to the Iraq war, she was a British cabinet minister, very much in the know as to what was going on, and making these allegations that as cabinet minister she had put in front of her transcripts of conversations by the UN Secretary General Kofi Annan that were clearly the result of bugging, and coming from her. That's a very serious allegation.
And what else has Blair had to say about this?
So far, he has been saying, firstly, that what Claire Short has done is irresponsible, but secondly, that he is not going to comment on intelligence aspects, no matter what they are, because by their nature, they need to remain secret. Now, he's been given something of a rough ride by journalists who've been questioning him today, saying, well, you can't just leave it there. Did Britain bug the UN Secretary General or not? And this is something, a question that's not going to go away very easily, I suspect.
So he doesn't say she's wrong. He says she's irresponsible, I guess, for talking about it.
He is saying that one shouldn't assume that what she says is true, but he's not denying what she's said either. And it comes in the wake of further allegations that have emerged over the past few weeks, and particularly in the last 24 hours with the dropping of a case against a security service, a British security service person, Catherine Gunn, who was making similar allegations about the US bugging the UN Security Council ambassadors and asking Britain to help. Now, the two events together come as a flurry of potential criticism of the British government.
Yes, she had been accused of leaking a confidential US memo to the press.
Absolutely, or details of that memo, emails between different members of the British Security Services regarding this alleged request from an NSA official in Washington, and that's what that case was based on. That's what she was taken to trial for, leaking this memo, and the government decided to drop the case. Clearly, on one side, embarrassed about the implications, about some of the details that will come out in a court case.
The Blair government simply can't shake fallout from Iraq.
Absolutely. It's like somebody said, it's like chewing gum stuck on the bottom of Mr. Blair's foot. No matter what happens, something else crops up and it goes on. And now it's become not simply about Iraq, but about whether government can be trusted, whether Mr. Blair, despite his very sort of popular appearance, is in fact involved in the skullduggery that we often criticized in the past the security agencies for.
The BBC's David Bamford in London.